Hi everyone. I wanted to talk about where your product might be in its life cycle and how that could overlap with the complexity of the work that you're dealing with. In the Kinevan sense-making framework, you've got the ordered space where you've got clear work, where people can follow recipes, they know what to do, they should just do it, and complicated work where you can just bring the right experts to bear, you can do more analysis to figure out what to do. You can essentially get access to the right expertise. The clear space tends to be more about products that are in the latter stages of their life, because we really know everything that needs to be done about the product. We're kind of almost in automatic pilot at the stage. A lot of stuff is automated with our product. In the complicated space, you might have quite a mature product, and so we understand what needs to be done. We don't have a recipe for everything. We might need to do some analysis. We might need some experts to get together. But as such, if the right people get together, they'll figure out what to do. Then in the complex space, it's more likely that we're still in the early stages of product development. We might be crossing the chasm, for example. We might be trying to move from early adoption to getting kind of greater deployment in the market. And in the complex space, we're looking for opportunities to twist some previous inventions, ideas for new purposes, for new problems. And we're trying to get some fresh thinking so we can figure out a way to overcome the latest problem and deal with the latest situation. And then in positive chaos, I refer to positive chaos as being near the border, the liminal between complex and chaos. And that's where we do really want innovation, but this is very early stages, like almost startup stages, where we don't even know what the product might be, who the customer might be, what the right solution would be. There's so many dimensions that we're innovating on that it's a bit chaotic, but in a positive way. And then there's negative chaos. And I guess you can end up in negative chaos from any part of your product life cycle. You could assume, for example, that something is clear when the product is towards end of life, but you've actually made a drastic mistake, you've been overconfident. Or you could assume that something that's complex is predictable and we can do a Gantt chart for that and off we go. I just wanted to illustrate that it's not linear, and the way I've just described it isn't as simple as that. It's not a categorization system or anything like that. But there does seem to be a pattern there between where you are in the product life cycle and what kind of complexity you might be dealing with. Kinevan is like an onion. It's like peeling an onion. The more you peel away, the more you understand that you don't understand. But one of the important things in Kinevan is the aporia confused space as well, because in there you can try to figure out, sometimes you can deliberately go into aporia and you can try to figure out, are we in the right space? Are we taking the right approach? Do we actually need to go into a different space and act differently? Thank you.